Welcome back, guys, to the 75th episode of the 443 Podcast. That's right, we've done this 74 other times.
We've made it, man. And we are on what a national holiday only in America is.
Only in America, and possibly parts of Canada and northern Mexico.
Depending on your love for
American footy.
NFL football, yes.
It is Super Bowl Sunday.
Matt's Chiefs are looking to three-peat. I hope they succeed for Matt. But, Matt, we got some big games.
If they don't, then I would love to watch Philadelphia burn.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Just in a non-violent way, you know, like a peaceful burn.
No. I'm looking for violent. I'm looking for people falling through bus stations, but people falling off poles.
That city does go nuts when they win.
I want to go to Philly in this year or next year. I just don't know how the budget's going to file out. I don't even know what I want to do. I kind of just want to go on a drinking holiday in Philly and just drink.
Get some
juice. Get a flavor for the people that we see.
Get you some cheesesteaks as well.
Yeah, try to understand like the accent.
Mm. Yeah, because it's like a faint Boston accent.
Yeah, it's like a weird mix between New York and Boston.
Yeah,
Like they take elements from both, but not good or bad elements.
Yeah, it's a weird community over there.
And they also, because of the team names, they've developed a way to say birds. Like, that's very different than Go Birds! Any other, like, accent that I've heard anyone say birds in the East Coast. And I wonder, do they say that birds when they talk about, oh, look, a bird shit on my car?
Nah, that's
it's only in reference to the Philly.
To the Eagles. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, guys, for anybody listening from Philly, we apologize. But we just love your city, but there's also a lot going on.
We've never had a Philly listener. We have had Pennsylvania listeners, but never in Philly. We've had Pittsburgh and, I don't know, Middle Philadelphia or Pennsylvania.
Then everybody from Philly, go fuck yourselves. No, I'm just kidding. Guys, we've got a big week of football coming up. We're jumping.
That's not a good plan, man. Like, I'm making subtle fun so they'll make fun back and call me like a desert rat or something. I can handle that. But like what you're doing, you're tempting the fates.
I'm instigating violence and
yeah,
drama.
You're instigating pain. The bus stop down the walking path from us has no roof, and I don't know why. Like, there may be Philly fans around here. It's just a hole in the ceiling above where people sit. So there's no shelter from the rain.
That's my bad, guys. I'll tone it back a little bit. But you know what?
Yes, sir.
There's a big rivalry game coming up this week. And I feel like there may be a possibility for some violence depending on how some results go. Matt, are we good? Are you going to take care of these predictions? You want me to pull them up?
I can take care of them. Okay. We'll do the Merseyside Derby on February 12th.
Which is coming up on Wednesday, guys. Wednesday.
Yes. All right. So Wednesday, February 12th. We are looking at Liverpool at Everton.
Now, in a typical world, you know, where David Moyes is playing up against Liverpool in any circumstance, I would pick Liverpool because I was never convinced of David Moyes as a manager for the longest time. But whatever Sean Dyche just left this man was a treasure chest full of capabilities that we as fans were not familiar with.
Well, I think he needed to look at the team from a different angle, and David Moyes is looking at an angle. They have a good record since he's come in.
For sure.
I think they've drawn 2-1-3.
They haven't lost. I know that. They beat Tottenham, they beat Brighton, and they've beaten Leicester, and they lost to Bournemouth yesterday in the FA Cup. So
Tottenham get battered everywhere they go.
All right.
But I don't know how to like really predict this game.
Yeah.
Because we're looking at it. I don't want to say that David Moyes hasn't faced any challenges because Tottenham Hotspur should be a challenge. I just think that this Tottenham Hotspur bereft with injuries is like, you know, just not able to cope with something they haven't faced before.
Yeah.
I'm honestly, so my heart wants a 1-1 draw. My head thinks it'll be 2-1 Liverpool. This is the first time they're playing at the new stadium on the river. Instead of being a half mile apart, now they're a mile and a half apart.
Yeah, so I don't think you could. Can you see the stadium still?
I don't think you can, because I've been there. There's buildings in between the park and the coast.
Oh, okay.
But you can, in certain spots of the park, between the two stadiums, you could see, what was the Everton Stadium called again?
This is bad on me because I actually Goodison Park.
Yeah, Goodison Park and Anfield. You used to be able to see them. You could turn around. You couldn't see both of them, like unless you were like a a rabbit because you have to have eyes on both sides of your head.
Do you know what the new stadium is going to be called?
I don't know.
We'll have to see. Maybe they'll call it Goodison Park the second. We'll see.
But I'm looking it up for you right now.
Matt has 2-1 in this one. Historically, for the last five games.
I think they just called it Goodison Park again because that's what it's showing.
It's the best way to do it, man. Keep it simple.
But what do you think the results are going to be?
So I'm looking at their last five games. Everton beat Liverpool last time 2-0. Liverpool, the previous two times before that, beat them 2-0.
But that 2-0 game was a weird one. That was when they started to falter with injuries, and Mo Salah had gone ice cold.
For sure. But here's the thing.
They've been ice cold for a while. That was when they were on that losing streak where they went from first to third really fast.
Here's the thing, though. So it's 2-0. Liverpool beat them previously two times. 0-0, and then 2-0 again. There's a lot of 2-0 thunder here. I'm going to go with a 2-0 win, but I think it's going to go to Liverpool.
Okay.
See if the 2-0 streak continues.
All right. So now we head into the February 14th game, Valentine's Day, a Friday. It's at 1, so you can still take the lady out and have a nice evening, you know.
No, I'm taking Matt out for dinner on Valentine's Day.
I mean, were you going to Chili's?
We're going to Chili's.
Oh, dude, I got to say, I had a very, I'm going on, I'm eating better, I'm trying these meal plans. Shout out to Nutrition Solutions, their food is impeccable. It's a little more expensive than I like.
That's different. I remember you saying you were thinking about doing the other one.
Yeah.
You didn't go with that one, you went with this one? Okay.
I'm going to try Factor next, just because they offer a big discount for your first week or two. I'm going to save a little bit of money. But Nutrition Solutions is very good. So the Monday or Tuesday, I forget what day of the week it was, I was like, I'm going to have a cheat. I'm going to go pick up some Chili's to go. I ordered their version of the Big Mac.
Oh, the Smasher Burger
Burger. Yeah. I got it back. It was raw in the center. I've never had that happen to Chili's before. Chili's is it's either mediocre or good.
Yeah.
I've never had bad Chili's.
I'm trying to think of a time where Chili's has messed up my order. I don't.
Yeah. So, but the fries, I had to crisp them in the air fryer. They weren't really cooked good. It was just a terrible. My car got hit in the parking lot. It was just a bad trip to Chili's.
Really?
Yeah. But I was able to buff it out. I'm not going to impact the guy's insurance because it just took 4 minutes with the buffer to get it right out.
Okay. I mean, guys.
He barely hit me. I've seen my friend try to mess with me, hit my car harder than this guy hit me. Like trying to, shake the car from behind. Kind of
give
you a
kiss. Well, we call it kissing. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I've had people that I love in my life shake me harder than that guy did it.
Chili's, we love you guys, but if you do my boy dirty again, I'm nervous for you guys. I will unleash wrath. What was the place called?
Nutrition Solutions.
Nutrition Solutions. You are now taking place of Chili's as our new favorite place. We don't need anything, but just hook Matt maybe up with some free food, for him and his meal.
But where were we talking about? Yeah. Okay. Valentine's Day.
Yep.
But I don't think they would get away with that if we were sitting at the bar at Chili's.
That's true.
But all right. So Valentine's Day before our date, you're gonna go watch Chelsea versus Brighton. Chelsea at the Seagulls Palace.
Guys,
where are you going with this?
Chelsea just played Brighton yesterday. Excuse me, yesterday. Obviously, both teams did not field their most impactful.
The game Reese is referring to is in the FA Cup.
Yep.
Is it the fifth round or the fourth round?
Fourth round.
Gotcha.
And, of course, both teams did not field their best players. You know, there's flashes of both. Cole Palmer was there, Caicedo, Matoma for the other side. You know, usual faces. Lewis Dunk was there. Chelsea lost 2-1, and it was a... It was an okay performance, but it was a good performance from Brighton. They scored right after we did from an error from their goalkeeper. Matt, I'm cool with losing in the FA Cup because we're not in that quarterfinal, semifinal range.
But it doesn't hurt until you're in the final eight teams.
For sure.
That's our kind of consensus on it.
Yeah.
It hurt me this week, and I know Tottenham fans are hurting because of what happened in the league.
Carabao Cup, yep. I'm in the boat that if Chelsea can win this, I will withhold my depression. But I'm going to continue. I think Chelsea pull this one out. I think they're able to travel to the Molineux.
No, that's Wolves. This is Amex.
Amex Stadium. Sorry, Wolves fans. 2-1 to Chelsea, I'll go.
I'm going to go 2-0 to Chelsea.
Gotcha.
I think that there were some people in that game trying to make names for themselves from what I was reading on the Brighton side.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there are people in the Chelsea side that were trying to make names for themselves, but were afraid to.
Yeah, for sure.
But next up, we head to the Saturday, February 5th. Oh, why are you doing
this
to me?
Crazy.
5:30 a.m., Arsenal travel to Leicester City.
You know what? At least it's not a nuclear game. You know, if it was a bigger game, I would have been very frustrated.
Here's the problem. The fan base, every game is a nuclear game for the Arsenal fan base right now.
Yes, that's right.
They are... servers in their brains are overheating. I'm trying to look at this realistically, and I'm like, this should be an easy win, but Jamie Vardy has been a cheeky guy against Arsenal.
Ruud van Nistelrooy also hates Arsenal.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give two predictions in this, my heart and my head. My head says it's going to be 2-0 to the Arsenal. But keep in mind, Arsenal now down to four attackers, mm-hmm. period. Enwari, who just came back from injury. An ice-cold Raheem Sterling. A shagged-out Kai Havertz. And Leandro Trossard.
Kai Havertz is having a little shaggy look to him.
No, like he's just worn down because he just runs all these games.
He looks like he's aged a bit.
He basically covers the entire pitch. He's actually a box-to-box midfielder, but he's a striker.
Who do you got? What's your heart telling you?
My head is telling me 2-0 to the Arsenal. My heart is telling me 2-1 to Leicester City.
That's crazy. Absolutely crazy, Matt. I don't see...
No, here's the problem. So I have, like, I'm not going to call it PTSD, but I have rough memories from these early games because I used to live in Hawaii. And the early games for us would be at 2 o'clock in the morning. These games are 5:30, be 2 a.m., 2:30 in the morning. It's too late to go out and stay drinking because all the bars close at 2:30 in the morning. So you can't go out to a place and have a good time and watch the game. So you have to go home. Well, you can't go out and party because you have to drive. And everywhere in Hawaii is through mountains. You can't tempt those. I've seen people die because they... I've seen wrecks, you know, because of what people drive. You can't drive those mountain mines drunk. So I would go to bed at 7 o'clock and wake up at 2:30 in the morning to watch these games. I remember games where I'd wake up and it would already be like, why did I rearrange my life for this 10 minutes into the game?
Yeah, there's when you wake up for an early game, there's a very probable opportunity that your day may be ruined of that.
This has day ruining potential for me.
Yeah, I mean, because if you guys drop points to Leicester, not only is that going to pretty much, like, eliminate everybody from the title race, I feel like.
Except for Liverpool. Liverpool's coronation at this point.
Yeah, unless it's like a detrimental fall off.
Unless Everton wins the Merseyside derby, and now it's a 6-point game, this would make it back to 9. It would still be bad.
Yeah, but it's possible.
It's possible. Anything beyond 12 points at this point in the season, or anything between above 9 and above at this point in the season, you're just shooting crap.
Liverpool knocked out Forest of the title race when they played, so it's really just Arsenal who has to win out, which is why I think you guys will succeed. I'm going to go with 3-0 to the Gooners.
Okay. Yeah, I just... this the placement of this game.
Yeah.
It's just... it feels like... it's like, I'm going to get up at 5:30.
Are you going to watch are you going to try and get up for the entire...
I'm going to try and get up and turn it on and kind of just lay in bed and listen to it.
Gotcha. Okay.
But I guarantee you, when I'm going to wake up to a goal, and it's not going to be an Arsenal goal.
Vardy's just going to be kicking doors down after he scores.
Oh, dude, Vardy's going to be like, oh, there's a guy in Phoenix. I'm going to make his die miserable. I don't know why I made Vardy sound like an Australian. But let's head to our next game here.
That was good.
I lost track of it. All right, next up, sorry for that silence there, guys. We have Brentford traveling to West Ham.
Isn't this a London derby?
This is a London derby. It's just a London derby. It's not an East or a West or North London. It's just a London derby.
It's going to be a close game. Two very structured teams. Potter's still trying to figure out his best 11, which is why I think Brentford will win this game. I'm going to go with 1-0 to Brentford in a very tight game.
I'm going to go 3 to Brentford because I think we're going to see something we haven't seen since the beginning part of the season. I think we're going to see that early under 2-minute goal.
Hmm. Something in Mbeumo or Wissa set up sub.
I think they're going to break and they're going to do, like, I think they do it under 90 seconds. I think we're going to see that reappear in this game.
What's the next game for us?
All right. Next up, we have Bournemouth traveling to their neighbor to the south to play Southampton.
Matt, you know my thoughts on this freaking team that we call Bournemouth.
2-0 to the Cherries, mate.
Yeah, I don't see any other way that this is a Bournemouth loss. I'm going to go with Bournemouth 3-0.
Got it. All right. My mom's team travel from the eastern coast to the, the Midlands. A Birmingham staple of Aston Villa. Evening has not been very good evening lately.
No, and the last time they played, Ipswich actually walked away with points in a draw with them.
I'm thinking a draw, too. I'm thinking 1-1.
It's going to be a close game. I didn't know Danielle Mullen joined Aston Villa from BVB over the winter window because of replacing Duran. Mm-hmm. I feel like if I would have had more money from that, I would have not purchased Danielle Mullen. But hey, he's a good player. But I don't think he's going to be an impact player for this team the rest of the season.
Have you seen where Borussia Dortmund are in the Bundesliga right now?
No.
They're 11th or 12th.
Eek. Well, Carney Chukwuemeka just joined on loan. Hopefully he can help him out a little bit. And also come back to Chelsea. I'm going to go with a 1-0 Villa win again. I think it's going to be close. I don't think Good Evening is going to take this game lightly, because every game going forward for them is going to be huge if they want to make top four or even European places. Especially with Bournemouth, Brighton lurking around. You don't know what these teams.
You ready for the next game?
Let's do it.
All right. So Newcastle, the Philadelphia Eagles fans of the Premier League, traveled kind of downish to face Manchester City at the Etihad or the Library.
I like the Eagles comparison on this one. Technically, this is the Eagles Chiefs right here, man.
This is Eagles Chiefs. This is the Super Bowl.
Now that I'm thinking about it, dude.
Yeah. The rowdy guys haven't done much in a while. Got good players, good backing. Isaac is basically Jalen Hurt. Or no, Saquon. Comparison there.
We'll call Anthony Gordon Jalen Hurts. There you go. Matt, this game is going to be weird, I feel like. I think this is a game where...
Holland is kind of Patrick Mahomes-y. He's a European Patrick Mahomes.
Everyone hates him like Patrick Mahomes, too, so it fits the bill.
What crazy was, it was kind of a switch where, like, it happened very quickly. I think I was one of the few people who was kind of on the early part of hating him, because I liked him at first, but I remember seeing some stuff in some of the games, like, where he... Did you see that one where he was playing one of the teams that plays in black, so it probably had to be Newcastle, or maybe it was in the Champions League, might have been a Brest or somebody, like, 2 years ago in his first season. He just farted in the guy's face because he's a short little defender guy.
He like
just
actually
raised his leg like Paco Pease, just raised his leg and just farted right. Just
ripped
his
ass.
Yeah.
Jeez, man.
And I was just like, ugh.
That's where it started.
Yeah. Because a guy that big, I don't think the guy eats that much vegetables. I think that was a rank ass fart.
That's crazy, man. I don't even know how to move on from that one, dude. You know?
But predictions. So for this one, I think that's going to go 2-2. I think Newcastle is going to punch City in the face. And they're going to respond, but it's not going to be enough. Neither team has enough to win it.
Both of them with the exact same records. This is huge for the top four race. I think Newcastle win this, Matt. And I think that because I don't think City are fully fixed yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
Isaac will make John Stones' night day a living hell.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with 2-0 to Newcastle here. I think they're able to pull off an upset.
Okay. Next we move in. So... We've gone through all the 8 o'clock games. Everything but Arsenal and the Merseyside Derby has been 8 o'clock on Saturday the 15th.
I have one more 8 o'clock Saturday.
Yeah, this game is February. Fulham versus Nottingham. Nottingham's traveling to Fulham. That was the one I was going to get to. This is the last of the 8 a.m. games.
Gotcha. Another fun game, Matt. Any game that Fulham's involved, I feel like, is a fun game because they're so entertaining to watch.
Fulham seems like this to me seems like one of the ones where Nottingham can win it 5-0. Or they can lose 2-1.
Well, Fulham was one of the only teams to beat Forest at the beginning of the season. So this is I think Santos is going to come into this game with some vengeance on his mind. I think Fulham are looking to prove something. It's going to be an entertaining game. My heart wants a draw for the sake of Forest dropping out of top four and giving, you know, some more opportunity for the big six to creep back in. But I think Forest win this one, and I'm going to go 1-0.
Come on, man. You were saying you wanted a team like a Forest or a Bournemouth to be up there. You can't.
But now that Chelsea are an actual top four race.
Okay, because when you made that, Chelsea was in second or third.
Exactly.
Now
I'm getting nervous.
Self-preservation, now you're scared.
Exactly.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think, so of the big six that's left, it's basically just Chelsea's the only one that can really do it.
And
Chelsea
City.
And City.
And, yeah.
Because Manchester United and Spurs, I don't know where they're at. They're in the upper bottom half.
And we'll check the Sunday slate, Matt. There is a bottom half nuclear game that's happening this weekend. So we'll get to it. But I've Forest 1-0 in this one.
Oh, God. All right, so...
Who do you have in this one?
I said mine. I was either going to be a blowout or... But realistically, I think it's going to be 2-0 to Forest.
2-0 Forest? Okay. What do we got next?
Next up, we have Everton traveling to Selhurst Park in the heart of Croydon, South London.
This is a...
To face Crystal Palace.
Another interesting game because Glasner has found his form with this group, and Moyes right now with cooking with Everton.
Yeah, but here's the thing. This is the first time Moyes has had to play more than two games in a week. Because they've been protected in the cups.
Yeah.
And this is the first time his team's going to have to stretch themselves. They have a derby, and then they have a winnable game on the weekend.
In Palace, my mind just went blank. Oh, sorry. In Palace, just recently, who did they buy? I think they bought somebody decent. I can't remember who it was. Maybe I'm tripping. Anyways, they're coming off a week break, like you said. Everton played twice, is going to be playing twice this upcoming week. So I'm going to go with a 1-1 draw. I feel like Everton is still defensively organized and structured to a point where they will escape with a point.
So this is one of these weird ones. So if Everton beat Liverpool, I think they lose this game like 1-0. If Everton lose to Liverpool, I think they win the game 1-0.
So with that, what is your prediction, Matt?
It's a 1-0 either, depending on how they come out of it. I don't know, because it's like, if they beat Liverpool, they're going to be sapped of energy. If they lose Liverpool, I think they're going to be looking for blood.
Fair enough. What do we got next, Matt?
It's so close, with there's basically, it's one of the teams where they're just like this next one. If Liverpool, Wolves travel to Anfield. So the last game was at the 10:30 a.m. Saturday game. The late game on Saturday was Everton Palace. This is the 7 a.m. on Sunday. This one, if Liverpool loses, I think they beat Wolves 5-0 to Everton. If they beat Everton, I think they win it 1-0. Either way, they're winning.
Okay. But you have this being a close game, possibly, depending on results midweek.
It just depends on how much they have to exert themselves.
Wolves are a team that you can't underestimate because they have so much quality. It's just very dysfunctional. And especially, speaking of dysfunctional, Mateus Cunha, I think, is like the definition of dysfunctional. He's just a guy you can't predict, and he does some crazy out-of-the-box shots from weird angles, and they go
in. That's why I want Arsenal again. We need somebody to replace Partey next season as the guy who doesn't play the system within the system.
Yeah. I mean, Partey is more of a defensive midfielder. Yeah. Cunha is going to be like a guy that's going to run everywhere across the pitch and then get in the box, but I'm with you, Matt.
You know what I mean?
He would
like
be fun on Arsenal.
A little bit of like, because like,
out of the box.
I watch Arsenal, I can see what's happening, you know, exactly, you know, but then Partey will do something weird, like shoot it from like just past the halfway line to make it go in.
Yeah, that's true. You need someone who can offer something different, for sure.
Yeah, but operate within the system, but also kind of go, I think I fancy myself.
You know what this screams of? Thank you. Your finger really helped me there. Matt, you know what this screams of?
It's weird, like, because we recorded the last three pods, like, on the Zoom.
Yeah.
It's weird being back in person again.
It's homie, man. It's homie to me. Yeah. Wolves are going to go up 1-0. It's going to go to halftime. And then 3-1. Liverpool are going to come back and punch him in the mouth 3-1 to Liverpool.
I knew where that was going.
It's too predictable, man.
Oh, speaking of the bottom half clash.
This is what I was referring to.
Can you look up the spots on this, why I set it up?
Go ahead.
All right, so we have Manchester United leaving the Theater of Dreams, traveling to North London, to Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, home of Beyonce in the NFL.
Tottenham are currently 2 points behind Manchester United in 14th place, Manchester United in 13th place, Matt. This is a proper mid-league battle. Is that what you wanted, the spots on the table? Okay, cool. This game is going to be fun. Both teams have 8 wins on the season.
I hope Sonny got all his tears out.
Tottenham has plus 11 goal differential in 14th place.
I'm sorry, but he cries too much. I don't mind emotion and crying. I like a good cry every now and then. You know what? I remember what movie I watched recently, but I had some tears. Crying is good for men. But Sonny, anytime they lose, everyone has to come over and console him. He makes himself the center of attention when his team got their ass kicked, and that's what I'm starting to dislike about him. You're 32 years old, man. You're supposed to be the grizzled veteran. You know another older gentleman
that might have been his last chance, man. You know, that might have been his last chance at a trophy with Tottenham, and he thinks that maybe this is his last season. You know?
Yeah, I need Son to wear a different color jersey.
I agree.
I need to rekindle my like for the player, because this stuff was cute when he was 25 and 26. Now it's just like, I'm like, brother. Like, I think I've seen him cry 3 or 4 times this season.
You think he cries in bed? And we'll stop it there, folks. Let's move on quickly before I make a crazy joke.
Sorry, this is a long-standing text thing me and Reese have had, because I used to love Son, and then it started to change when he broke that Everton player's leg.
Yeah.
And ever since then, it seems like he is like a young man who I get my hair cut with. We have the same appointment every time. And this guy loves to get the attention of women and men at the place. He has his floppy hair. He has like a horse's mane. He's a good looking kid. But he does stuff in front of like gentlemen to get their attention. And I'd never seen it before because I'm always getting my hair cut and I can't see it. And I just caught it. I was like, oh, he is a little attention guy. He is Sonny.
The thing with Son is like he tries to play this victim route where he like honestly he's kind of a savage. Like when he kicked Trevor Chalobah in the nuts a couple seasons ago, that was blatant, and he got a red card for it. And I'm just sitting
and
here
how he like wound around holding up and like just took the piss out of the referee in an Arsenal game and got the guy red carded off by just basically sticking his finger in just places he shouldn't.
With Son,
you're right. It is. I think he knows his time's winding down.
But here's the thing, Matt. Do you think Daniel Levy would let him leave because how much impact he has for their fan base and the country that you know he represents? Or do you think they're too money hungry? They're not going to build this team to win. They're going to keep banking whatever money they get out of Son until he retires.
So I do think they won't let him go, but I think they'll let him go if he goes back and plays for South Korean club. Unfortunately, they won't let him go to like an Ipswich Town or...
What about the Saudis?
Yeah, the thing is... If they let him go, the Saudis would have to pay a fortune for him.
That's true. That's true.
I'm talking 90 million's the floor.
Okay, I don't know about that. At 33?
Million? For Son?
No. At 33 years old. Isn't he 33?
He's 32 right now.
Yeah. Sorry, 32. Not 32 million. I think...
I was like, what in the... like,
I think 60...
Interleague, he would go for almost double that,
I think, man. I think 60
million... If he went to Leicester, I think Leicester would have to pay 50 million
for him. 60 million for Son from the Saudis would do the job. I don't think they're going to pay 90 million for him.
I think 75.
I think they pay that for Salah, 90 range for sure.
Oh, that's, I think 100 for Salah.
Yeah, the floor. The floor is 90 for Salah. I don't think the floor would be 90 for Son, man.
No, for Levy. I'm not saying the price is... So let's look at a player. Like, let's take a player that's beloved by a team, but not like saint-like. Like
James Milner.
No, he's a little too old. I'm thinking... No, he's too old. I'm thinking somebody in there kind of like...
Like right now? Kevin De Bruyne?
Thank you. That's a great comparison. That's who I was looking for. Or Bernardo Silva. I think those guys would go for 60 million and the city would take it in a heartbeat for him. But the problem is if you're trying to sell a Saka or a Son or...
How are Saka and Son in the same?
Well, they're beloved by their fan base. Okay. I'm saying like City are a transactional team. I don't think there's anyone on City they wouldn't sell. The fans would be like... kind of like down for a minute and they'd be like, oh, we got six new kids from that be human trafficked from our system. Okay, let's do it.
When did these turn into shots at City, man? We're like, who's an old player that's going to be leaving their club that City don't care about? Kevin De Bruyne and Bernardo Silva.
Gundogan.
There you go.
Gundogan.
Hondohan. Matt, let's get back into this game here.
All right, so we haven't talked anything about this. Oh, sorry.
Who do you got in this game?
I think... Spurs are going to win this probably 4-2. I'm going to go 4-2. I think they're going to, because Man United can make them hurt, but I don't think they're going to be. I think the problem with this Man United team is that Spurs are going to get in their back line.
I'm going to go 3-3.
Rich Arlison's going to get a goal.
I'm going to go 3-3. I think both teams score a bunch of goals. I think this is one of the games of the season because of how Swiss cheese their defenses are now. And I think Lord Harry Maguire scores the equalizer in the 99th minute of this game after Son gets sent off for crying on the sideline referee's shoulder after he gets fouled. And then after that, he cries and cries. And he gets, and as he's walking off the...
You stole my thing. And you're just like, it's just gonna tears of pain.
Oh man, are we done with these freaking previews, dude? I feel like we just
This is the last one.
The last game, guys. We apologize for not really previewing Spurs Manchester United.
It's so hard because like I watch Manchester United a lot this year, and I never know what's gonna happen. Like Ten Hag never like, and I don't mean that in like a good bad or way. Just they're so injured. They're trying to play a style that doesn't suit their team. They were trying to play that under Ten Hag. Now they're trying to play it under Amorim. I think at full health, Spurs would. If this was full health team versus full health team, Spurs would beat the shit out of them.
Fair, I agree.
Johnny Van de Ven, like
Mickey Van de Ven.
Oh, Nicky Van de Ven.
Yeah,
I'm going to call him Johnny Vandeven.
Mickey. Sorry.
Johnny Vandeven sounds like a cool name. Nickname there you for. Go. Like he like puts on sunglasses and he becomes Johnny Vandeven.
Matt, let's. I want to do just.
You should get one of those like.
Hold on.
The Patrick Mahomes. You should get the Patrick Mahomes and wear the glasses and become Johnny Vandeven.
If Mickey Vandeven had the facial structure of Mahomes, yes, I could see it. But he's got like too round of a jawline. I don't know.
I think it would just be cool.
Matt, let's do this. We got Champions League coming up this week. I want to do just predictions for the first leg of these knockout round playoffs.
Arsenal's not playing. Yeah. Thank God.
We'll keep it quick. Brest at PSG.
PSG.
Sorry, PSG at Brest.
I'm just going to pick winners. I'm not going to pick scores.
I got you. Yeah. No.
PSG.
And let's do to advance, you know, just and then we'll start doing these as the throughout the Champions League. So you got PSG going through after Brest, correct?
Yes, sir.
I agree. First leg, Manchester City, home to Real Madrid. Who do you have going through?
I'm going to go Real Madrid.
I am going to agree with you, but I think this, when they play each other, man, it's such a good game. It's cinema. It is good football, but I also agree Real Madrid aura.
Acknowledge me.
Where is he?
Real Madrid is Roman Reigns.
There you go. Put the finger to this guy or something.
Acknowledge your tribal chief, sir.
Okay, actually, cut the shit. Matt, why the hell did Jey Uso, of all people, win the Royal Rumble?
Because it's unpredictable. The Royal Rumble used to be unpredictable. I am excited that Jey Uso won.
I was not. As a fan, I was like, man, if they give it to Logan Paul, I guess I could see it. I guess I could see John Cena, but I wanted Dominic Reyes because... My friend is a WWE fan, and he was texting me throughout, and I was like, who's like a dope guy?
I wanted CM Punk to win, honestly.
He thought CM Punk was going to win. Sorry, really quick. I just wanted to, what your thoughts
are. It was a weird Royal Rumble. I think the problem was is that Charlotte Flair won the Women's Royal Rumble. And I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not trying to body shame anyone here, but what happened to Charlotte Flair's butt?
I did not see that.
She got a flatter butt than me now.
There's no Wick Flair wooing on that one, unfortunately.
But I think it was just a weird the way they had it win. They had basically the women's John Cena win, and then they tried to hit you with a surprise. And
should have gone the other way around.
I think both of them fell flat.
Yeah, I wasn't convinced the way John Cena went out of that match with the way
Jey
Uso.
Jey Uso is the number one merch seller.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Have you seen the way he gets fans up in the stands?
Yeah, his entrance is dope.
Yeah, the yeet.
Yeah, little hands up thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what they're going with, is they're trying to see, this is a test. Mm. I'm going to see who he's going to pick. I'm going to watch WrestleMania and see.
I don't think he has the pop to fight Cody Rhodes and then main event WrestleMania. I think the other dude, the heavyweight champ,
Gunther.
That guy is weird. Maybe they look at him, Yeah,
I think he should take on Gunther and beat the Foreign Menace.
Fair, there you go. Sorry, guys. Back to Champions League football. Dortmund Sporting. Who do you got?
Sporting. Dortmund looked like bad.
I like
Borussia
it.
Borussia Dortmund, right? The yellow and the black?
The team struggling, Sporting. Indeed. I'm going to go Dortmund only because it's a one-off game and this team has a lot of quality. I think they are able to find a way, but I wouldn't be surprised if Sporting go through. And lastly for the Tuesday games, Juventus and PSV. PSV.
I think Juventus has this.
Me too. They've been good this season.
Juventus advances.
Feyenoord, Milan.
I want to see Feyenoord make it.
Yeah.
But I think Milan. Which Milan are we talking? AC or Inter?
Sorry, AC Milan, yes.
The red one. Okay.
Milanos.
Milanos. They haven't been doing that a lot.
They just. I think they're going to be good, man. I actually think this is a team who could surprise people in the Champions League. They just got that Santi Jimenez. Actually, they're playing. They bought Santiago Jimenez from Feyenoord, and now they're playing each other in the Champions
League.
Didn't
they also buy a guy from you?
João Felix.
Yeah.
On loan, yeah. But, this team's got...
Okay, I'm going with AC.
You know how, Fulham is, the Arsenal B team? Mm-hmm. Milan is basically Chelsea's B team. Like, they have Pulisic, Ruben Loftus-Cheek, Tomori, Tammy Abraham is there.
Pulisic hurt?
Pulisic is going to play.
Then I think they're going to win.
I agree. Alrighty, next.
It's going to be one of those weird games where Pulisic will score a hat trick and then not score for the next five games.
There you go.
It's like he has a set amount of goals he can do each season, and he randomly just
hits them
spurts.
At different type. Yeah. Club Brugge or Atalanta?
So I kind of have a soft spot for Atalanta.
Hey.
Seeing them play Arsenal earlier in the season, I kind of like the way they play very different than everyone else. I'm going to go with Atlanta.
Me too.
Atalanta, sorry.
They're third
not
in
Atlanta.
The
Atlanta. We're not talking hot Atlanta here.
They're third in the league right now. They're 4 points off top. So I'm going to agree with you. Atalanta.
Excuse Who we me? Got next, sir?
I was going to try and sing the song, but I don't know the song that well. But we have Celtic and Bayern Munich. Vincent Kompany, we're riding with you. I am at least. Sorry. Who do you got? Celtic or Bayern?
It's got to be Bayern.
Bayern. Yeah.
And have then, you seen that Bayern has hit the levels financially of Real Madrid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know how because...
And they're 51% owned by a fan group.
Yeah. That's
It's crazy. They,
respect to Bayern, man.
Yeah, respect to Bayern. They're doing things.
Exactly.
Who we got next, sir?
Last leg of the Champions League. We'll wrap it up here, guys. We have Monaco and Benfica.
Wow, I think this is the hardest one.
It is. I have a soft spot for Benfica because that was the very first club football team I played for out in here in Arizona when they had a little academy thing going on out here.
I'm going with you. I'm going Portugal.
Yeah, let's go. Benfica for the win. And they are second in the league right now, so we'll take it.
Well, they're always one, two, or three.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Right? Isn't the Portuguese league always Sporting, Benfica, and what was the other one? Porto,
yeah.
Yeah. It's always one of those three. You never see like a Mario Venus or one of those ones.
Braga.
Yeah, or Braga make it.
Shut up, Braga, man. Alrighty, guys. That wraps up previews for Champions League, Premier League. If you're in America, we hope you guys enjoy the Super Bowl tonight. We hope you sing.
If you're in Philly, go Birds. Burn the city Birds. Down. If you're in Kansas City, enjoy a nice, sober, non-alcoholic beer and some barbecue.
And lastly, guys, make sure you're all screaming A minor with us at the halftime show.
Yes, Reese is going to let me know because I am superstitious and I don't watch the Super Bowls anymore.
Yep.
Should I tell the story on the pod?
Really quick. Yeah, keep it quick, though. Let's...
All right, so 2 years ago, I was in London after the horrible Brentford game, Sunday Super Bowl. I decided to stay up late, go to the casino in where I was at in Covent Garden. They go down by like two touchdowns and a field goal. I say, screw this. I got a flight in the morning. I go to bed. I wake up. Everything goes against me. I barely make my flight. They won't tell me where my flight is, even 30 minutes before the flight. I have to run to this gate, get on the plane. Finally, I'm calming down as the plane starts to take off, and I go, I'm going to check my phone and see who won the game. The Chiefs came back and won. So last year, didn't watch the game. Just set my timer on my phone for 40 minutes and would just check the score while I'm doing chores and stuff throughout the night. And I'm going to do the same, but Reese is going to let me know when our boy, Kenny Lamar...
I will try and remember. I can't make a promise, but
if not, I'll watch it on the YouTube after.
There you go. But I'll try and remember.
And watch Taylor Swift just demolish Drake's feelings again.
There you go. Guys, we've had a special episode. We will see you guys next week at some point for our recap of the upcoming Premier League games, as well as previewing the following.
It'll be Sunday or Monday after work.
Yes, sir. Or Tuesday. Sunday or Tuesday.
Yeah, gotcha.
Matt, close us out, my friend.
Live long, watch some football, lads. Happy 75th episode, Reese.